Okay, hold one second. Who's going to do them?
I'm sorry.
I am, sir.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Mr. Lowry, can you hear me? Mr. Lowry, can you hear me?
A little bit, like barely.
I'll try to speak loud, but I cannot help you as far as your connection. Can you hear me any better?
Yeah, I can hear you better.
Thank you, sir. Just give me one second.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record, sir?
My full name is Malik Lowry. My ADC number is 286-285.
Thank you, sir, and good morning. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on September 28th, 2017. Is that true, Mr. Lowry?
That's correct.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm just representing myself today.
Thank you, sir. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. You cannot see us, but in the room is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Grady, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we need to get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Lowry and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, or so you affirm.
All right.
Is that you do, Mr. Lowry?
Yeah.
And Mr. Grady?
I do.
Thank you. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Mr. Lowry, when I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yeah.
I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the verbal directives of Parole Officer Ramos by failing to establish and maintain residency at 1229 North Adler Drive, Chandler, Arizona, as verbally directed on August 16, 2017 by Parole Officer Ramos. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Lowry, is this true or false?
That is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Lowry's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company inasmuch that he is an absconder from supervision.
Second.
Agree.
Just one second, Mr. Lowry, and we'll continue with the second phase of the hearing. Okay, Mr. Lowry, we're moving to the second phase. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked, but before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Grady, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. So, Mr. Lowry, if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily for questions, okay, sir? Thank you, sir. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Lowry was released from DOC on August 16th of 2017. He was arrested on 9-15 of 2017 by Chandler PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on 9-15 of 2017. He has a CSED of 11/15 of 2017 that reflects 30 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016. Criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. 2016. Marijuana violation, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2013. Unlawful use to means of transportation, 6 months. 2015. Criminal impersonation, 1 year. His 3 terms with DOC, his CUIR scores are 3-4, mental health scores are 2, substance abuse scores are 2. He has no gang information, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs and alcohol noted. Other arrests, 2006, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2013, robbery, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2013, burglary, third degree, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2014, marijuana violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G5-V5.
Mr. Grady, before we continue, just a quick follow-up, because there was quite a bit of information going quick. How many times has he been in DOC?
He's been in DOC, like 2 charges here, but he had a parole. The current conviction 2016 and prior conviction 2013 and 2015.
So is that three times?
3 times, yeah.
Okay, right.
Three terms.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you, sir. Okay, back to you, Mr. Lowry. Before we continue, I will say that you only have 20 days. Well, frankly, hold on. No, it's 20 days. You only have 20 days left of your sentence. Do you wish to continue with this hearing, or would you like to kill your number?
I've got 20 days left.
Yes, sir.
We can continue with the hearing.
No problem. This is your right. I just want to give you the choice. So let's continue. According to our case supervision summary, you're released from prison. With the approved residence of 1229 North Adler Drive, Chandler, Arizona. Is that where you were staying for the entire time you were outside of the prison system, sir?
Correct.
Were you working?
That is where I was at.
Did you have a job when you were on community supervision?
Yes.
Where were you working, sir?
I was working for a data group's place.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
I was working for a day laborer's
place. Oh, okay.
Working for Allied. Not Allied, but Allied Forces.
According to our case supervision summary in the programming notes, you referred to TASC for random urinalysis testing, but you disappeared from community supervision before any sample could be collected. So I assume you did not give any urinalysis while you were on the outside?
No, I actually didn't even know anything about the testing, too.
Well, let me ask you this. You were missing from community supervision for 30 days. So what were you doing during that time, sir?
Working. Pretty much just working and
Why did you not maintain contact with your parole officer, Mr. Lowry?
I went down there. He wasn't there. My parole officer wasn't there when I went down there the first day, so I ended up meeting another guy, and that's pretty much it.
Well, we find that the parole officers are usually work pretty hard to help individuals in their transition to the community. It's unfortunate that you didn't maintain contact. There's a note here that you were arrested by the Chandler Police Department on your abscond status. So what were you doing when the police made contact with you?
I was actually at a store.
And what? Go ahead.
I was at a Circle K. was having a conversation with somebody.
And an officer just made contact with you, or what happened, sir?
I don't know. We were in a car. Well, we weren't bothering anybody. They were in the car, and we were about to, he was about to leave, and the officer approached us, that he approached my side, and asked me if I could.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from my fellow board members. Mr. Lowry, this is your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you do not repeat yourself.
Say it again.
This is your hearing. Would you like to make a final statement to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself. But is there something else you would like to share with the board before we go into discussion?
No.
Thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion, Mr. Lowry. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but it is actually the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes and make a decision regarding your community supervision. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do appreciate that Mr. Lowry was very direct with us. It seems that he was released from DOC not very long ago in August and absconded from supervision. It was for a period of 30 days. With only 20 days left on his prison sentence, I think that time might be best served by him taking advantage of these last days to put together a plan for his transition back to the community. I recognize that there's only one allegation, which is becoming an absconder from supervision, but whether or not Mr. Lowry was doing well, we can't account for that. And that's really a concern about whether or not an individual is lapsing into criminal ways or company. And that's where I'd like to begin the discussion. Any further input?
I agree with you, sir.
Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017-W2932, our discussion with Mr. Lowry, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Lowry was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed, or was about to lapse, in the criminal ways or company, in as much as that he disappeared from community supervision and we could not account for his actions while he was outside of the prison system.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Lowry, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about November 15th, 2017. As I stated earlier, that's in 20 short days, so we highly encourage you to take advantage of these last few days inside the prison system to put together a plan for your safe transition back to the community. We do wish you success and hope to never see you again before this board. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Lowry.
All right, thank you.